Welcome everyone to today's call. As a great hockey blogger and supporter of Versus, you have been granted exclusive access to an interview with Brian Ingram, analyst for Hockey Central on Versus. Please remember, any reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or parts of today's call is not permitted. I would like to welcome you to this exclusive interview with Brian Ingram, analyst for Hockey Central on Versus. We are thrilled to have Brian with us today, along with everyone else on the call. We have compiled a terrific group of hockey bloggers, and we are excited to hear what everyone has to say. Let's go ahead and jump right into the question and answer portion of this call. But first, Brian, it's great to have you here today, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's always great to get a chance to contact and get in contact with fans directly and answer their questions. And usually the only for the usual format is through radio telecast when people call in and our broadcast, I mean. So I'm looking forward to this. Anybody have any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. It's great.
Great. Let's go over to Bob Wage in Raleigh, North Carolina. Your line's open.
Hi, Brian. Bob from Kane's Country again. I have a question. You know, you've had experience playing in a large elite market like Montreal, as well as the smaller markets like Washington and Los Angeles. And I was wondering how you stand about hockey in the non-traditional markets, and specifically the viability of the markets in the Southeast Division.
Well, Wayne Gretzky helped change the league or build the league in a very big way, and he gets some credit for it, but probably not enough. When Wayne went to Los Angeles, it really changed things in a big way. I know just in the L.A. area alone, the number of kids who started playing hockey went up so drastically. It was amazing. And now you're starting to see kids that were born and raised and played their minor hockey in L.A. finding their way into the National Hockey League, and that's a great thing. And so because of that, it helps spread to places like Dallas. And you know, now even, you know, teams that you have in Nashville and, of course, the Floridas, all that is as a result of the exposure that Wayne gave in the southern United States. And you needed that kind of huge star power in order to propel it, because the LA Kings had some, you know, excellent big-time hockey names, but they weren't this sort of bigger-than-life guy like Wayne was. I mean, Marcel Dion played there for years, Dave Taylor, great players, Roby Vachon, but they, you know, they're excellent guys, big name in the NHL, but not Wayne Gretzky. So that propelled the league a lot. I think there's always going to be, you know, difficulties in warm-weather places. I think that L.A., if we look at that, when Wayne was there and they had teams that, you know, especially when they went to the finals in 93 against Montreal, and I saw stars and people there. I knew when I went down in the locker room in the conference finals and Merv Griffin and Ava Gabor were standing outside the locker room, I went, boy, have we come a long way in Los Angeles. Wow. That was really something. So I think L.A. is, because it's such a big city, it's about you have to have a winning team. They'll show up there in L.A. if you have a winning team. That's pretty much true anywhere. Look at Tampa. You know, Tampa, when they won the Cup a few years ago, they were drawn like crazy, and they did well. Florida, going back to, what was it, 1996, when they made it to the finals and lost to Colorado, same thing. It's always about winning. If you look, even baseball, the two Florida teams, look at them, baseball. In baseball, in a warm weather place like Florida, they can't draw flies when, you know, when they have lousy teams. But as soon as you get a big, you know, a team that goes to the World Series or close, people show up. You know, it's plain and simple. And when you have a 30-team National Hockey League, you know, your odds are small of winning. But you got to have a team that's competitive and can get deep into the playoffs. Then, you know, you'll be fine and the people will come to watch you.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Great. We'll go over to Nick in Buffalo, New York. Rick, your line is open.
Hi, Brian. This is Rick from the program with Chris and Rick. Once again, I just wanted to ask you, you spent part of your career here in Buffalo. What did you think of the city, and how do you think it will do hosting the World Juniors in 2011?
I enjoyed Buffalo. But everybody, you know, when the word Buffalo is brought up, there's people start thinking snow and cold, and people go, oh, man, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how they live there. But all I know is that a lot of retired NHL players live in the Buffalo area, and that is one of the biggest positives that you can say, you know, about the city. People, it's a great place to have a family. It's a great place to raise kids. It's a nice city. It's not known for its, you know, dynamic downtown and nightlife and all that kind of stuff. I think it's just a nice city to live in and be a part of. It's a great community sort of styled city. Yeah, it snows a lot, and you better have a snowblower or your back's going to get pretty sore. That doesn't make it a bad place by any means. I enjoy Buffalo and the fact that, as I said, so many guys are there that, you know, since they retired, they go back and retire in Buffalo. That says something. As far as the World Juniors go, it's a terrific hockey environment. I think that Buffalo will do a bang-up job of it, and I'm really glad that a city like Buffalo is going to host it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Great. Let's go to Jody in Tyrone, Pennsylvania. Your line's open.
Hi, Brian. Jody from the Sidney Crosby Show again. In my possibly biased opinion, Michelle Therrien is one of the most underrated coaches in the NHL. Do you think that could be because coaching a team that has the best player in the league, as he's known, is a liability when it comes to getting proper credit? I mean, because he was the coach behind the fourth biggest turnaround in the NHL history, and he still didn't get the Jack Adams.
Jody, I think you're pretty darn smart. I agree with everything you said. Absolutely. I think he's done a bang up job. We were just talking about even this year. Keith Jones and I think it was 2 weeks ago. We did a thing on who's doing the best coaching job in the NHL to this point in the season.
Okay.
And there were a lot of choices. Believe me, when we started making our list, we went, oh, geez, yeah, what about this guy? Yeah, that's another one. And you're trying to keep it as short as you can, right? And we always try to cover as many topics as possible. Jonesy took Michelle Therrien, and I thought it was a great pick. And I agree with him. He has done a terrific job. He's always seemed to be on the hot seat. He was pretty heavy-handed there when he first came in. When he, you know, some of the statements that he made were just outrageous. You know, within a month or so, I forget the exact words, but he held it, you know, at the press conference, something like, it seems like we're trying to be the worst defensive team in the league. Or, you know, it was something just, he went, whoa, that's really, you know, laying down the gauntlet. But, you know, he showed the guys who the boss was, that's for sure.
Definitely.
But I think he has done a terrific job. There is no doubt. And, yes, one of the reasons is because when they play well, critics will say, well, he's got Crosby and Malkin. You know, anybody could do that. That's not true at all. And because of that, he doesn't get as much credit as he should. I think that people are noticing more now, and one of the things we talked about is without Sergei Gonchar and Ryan Whitney, his two best defensemen since the beginning of the year, he's been without them. That's a big hole, bigger hole than people think. And even though Malkin is still tearing it up offensively, as is Sidney, but Malkin's right at the top of scoring in the league, people again will say, well, he's getting goal scoring and, you know, this, that, whatever. I think that Michelle Therrien has done just a terrific job with Pittsburgh over the last year and a half, especially, and should get more credit for it.
Thank you. I agree.
Okay, great. Let's go to Kat Court in Dallas, Texas. Your line's open.
Hey, Brian. I was just wondering who your favorite player or team or both is to watch.
I don't know that I have one favorite team. I can't really say that I have one favorite team. I think it varies. I just like to watch good, entertaining hockey like everybody else does.
Right.
You know, you have to enjoy Detroit, the way they move the puck around. You know, it's a treat to watch. But when virtually any team in the league is on a good roll and, you know, they're moving the puck and they're playing all aspects of the game, that's, you know, entertainment at its highest level. I've really enjoyed watching Malkin play this year. And actually going back to last year when Sidney Crosby was out, he became a dominant force when Sidney Crosby went down. He stepped forward and absolutely carried Pittsburgh. And I think he has picked up where he left off last year. Malkin he's a force. He has the puck most of the time when he's out there. And he's just flying all over the place, big body guy who can either score himself or pass the puck. Your eyes are just drawn to him. Whether you're in the building or it's on TV, I think he is terrific. Crosby, you know, makes so many great plays. Ovechkin is that force of nature. I don't think he's quite back to the same level yet, But last year when he was dominating games, same thing. I mean, he's just a force of nature coming up the ice. And in the pure, unbridled joy that he has when goals are scored, not just by him, but by his teammates, I think that's great. It's so infectious, and I think it's helped the entire league. You know that? I think the players enjoy scoring goals more now because they see the way Ovechkin celebrates, and they go, yeah, I score sometimes too, and I want to feel like that, and I should feel like that. And I think that he has made a contribution in sort of an offhanded way in that respect that, you know, players are enjoying themselves more now when they play. I also like Mike Green, their defenseman, a lot, again, because just great speed. Just the presence of players who can grab the puck and go. Just come off the ice, and you just feel like the game is going to shift and that they're carrying the play, they're carrying their team, and they're taking it, you know, in a great north-south style play that's just fun to watch. So those would be just a couple. There are so many. You can go down the list of, you know, the top 20 or 25 scorers in the league and say, oh, yeah, that guy's great, too. That guy's great. Scott Gomez is another guy because of that again. Scott will come all the way back behind his own net 5-on-5, not even just on the power play, and grab the puck and just bring it up the ice. I still love that. It's really difficult in today's National Hockey League. In the old days, Guy Lafleur and Gilbert Perreault and Marcel Dion and, you know, a lot of guys like that, Larry Robinson, whomever, could do that all day long, just grab the puck and go. And it was exhilarating. But, you know, the game has changed, and there's so many tough, good defensive structures now. It's really tough for any one player to have the puck on his stick for very long. And when players can do that and do that, I think it catches my eye more than the others.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Great. We'll go to Carol Marie Gentry in Denver, Colorado. Your line's open.
Yes, Brian. I was wondering, who are your favorite rookies this year to watch, to keep an eye on this season?
Terrific young players in the league. There are so many of them. It takes a while to sort of get a taste for all of them because we have over 700 players in the NHL. And, you know, in any given year now, we have another, you know, 20 or 25 maybe impact guys, and you go, who are these guys? And you know, you got to watch them for a couple of games in order to get a feel or a taste for them. And then the ones who notice most quickly, obviously, are the ones who start filling the net. But you know, I like that. You know, some of the young defensemen that are playing, again, because I'm a former defenseman, I know how tough
right.
it is to the NHL. And a guy that, you know, isn't getting as much notice as the rest is Drew Doughty playing in Los Angeles because of where he's playing and on a team that's, you know, not a high-level team and, you know, not at the top of the league. This kid's playing 22, 23 minutes a game. Those are big numbers, and he's 18 years old. That's phenomenal to me. And the games I've seen him play and, you know, the feedback I've heard from other people in the games I've not seen play is that he – plays like he's been in the league for 10 years, you know, and he's not afraid to handle the puck. I think that's terrific. Today's game, you have to be a good passer of the puck, especially for defensemen now. You know, making a good play coming out of your own zone is everything now. If you turn pucks over and just slap it off the glass, you're not going to play. You have to be able to move it. So this kid, I think, is terrific. Derek Brassard is currently leading all the rookies in scoring, playing in Columbus, and I don't think anybody really saw him coming either. I think he had a couple of games last year, but is still a rookie. He is playing with so much confidence and is really good at both ends of the ice. You don't get to play much for Ken Hitchcock if you can't play in your own end. And he can play in his own end, so he does get those chances. And he's playing with, you know, different guys, not just Rick Nash. He's playing with different people. And he's still finding a way to, you know, to put points on the board. And it's a bonus when you can get some pretty good production from any rookie on any team. He's got 19 points right now, 8 goals and 11 assists. That's more than a point a game. That is fantastic. Versteeg in Chicago has been a real surprise. You know, he's been in their system for a couple of years. Now he's obviously just sort of stepped through the door and is making a big impact. I think it's, you know, it'll be interesting to watch and see how much he can do. Mikhail Grabowski in Toronto, I watched him play again the other night. He was picked up from Montreal. He's made a bigger impact even than I thought. I think the Toronto management expected him to. He's he's become a dominant player for. In the last couple of weeks, he's really stepped it up. He's got 9 goals, more than any other rookie. And I think he's got 8 goals in the month of November, more than anybody in the National Hockey League. You know, that's somebody really stepping up to the forefront of getting the job done. So I think those are just, you know, a couple of players that have done a nice job so far.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
All right, and that looks like that's all the questions we have for today. I'd like to thank you, Brian. This has been fantastic. If
sure.
you wouldn't mind, just real quick, one final question. Could you talk for a minute about what your relationship has been like with Versus? And in addition, what do you think of Versus' coverage of the NHL?
Well, I covered some of that earlier on with one of the bloggers. I'm very proud to work for Versus. They have treated me extremely well. People, you know, that several people that I worked with in ESPN, I was there for 11 years, and many people worked there. So they're experienced hockey people that had, you know, 6, 8, 10 years of experience working with ESPN. They weren't new to hockey in any way, and they've stepped in and done a great job. I'm talking about producers, associate producers, tape operators, camera people. We have a lot of people working for us, covering the game and in the studio, that are experienced hockey people. And the studio that I've been associated with, which has been a big change for me over the last, you know, 2.5 years, I always covered games. I was always an analyst on site and had never done studio till I think about 2.5 years ago. So it was a very big change for me, and it's a different way of looking at the game in a very different environment, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, our studio that we, you know, that we put together last year is state-of-the-art, and it's terrific. It looks great, I think, on television. It's fun to work there, I think that we, you know, it's tough to pat ourselves on the back too much, but, you know, I think we've done a really good, strong job. I think that we cover the NHL as best we can. We turn over every rock that we can to get the information out to people and make it entertaining and fun at the same time. Bill Patrick and Keith Jones are hilarious. And if you saw or heard what goes on when the camera's not on, you would get a couple of good chuckles, because all our people that work there, and there are a lot of them, we have a lot of laughs while we're working, and we take our job seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. And we know that ours is just one or two opinions of many around the league, but we give them, we have fun at it, we love our job, it's all good.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for participating in today's call. Have a great day.